views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Mary J. Max Show on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm your co-host, Nancy. I'm here with Benny. Hello, Benny.
Hi.
Nice to see you
again.
Good
to see you, too. Welcome back.
It's great to be here. For those of you who don't know about Mary Jane, she is a holistic intuitive. She has an office in Issaquah, Washington, and she does the TAPS system, the Accelerated Performance System. It's a form of muscle testing your body to find out what your nutritional deficiencies are. She then recommends a whole food nutrition product, which gets into the body, repairs it, supports it, and brings your body back into balance. So she's also your coach, too, coach to wellness. She also does emotional techniques, cranial release techniques. She's like the full package for health. Hello, Mom.
Hello, Nancy.
And today we are talking about the review of the gallbladder and bladder issues. Apparently that's been popping up a lot in the office these days. And she's here to take your call. So if you have a health question, or as she would say, any kind of question, it could be about you, a family member, a pet, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. I say take advantage while you can. She's awesome. Even though she is my mom, she is pretty awesome. Came home the other day with my knee just like as big as, it was like big as a barrel and stiff as could be.
Because you had to do extra walking.
Extra walking and recommended the nutrition. I took it and within, I'd say an hour and a half, I was back to normal again. So
did a little body work on you?
Yep, she put me back together, fixed me up, and I'm good as new once again.
Connected, you Nancy.
I'm connected again. Yeah. So anyway, if you'd like to get connected, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. So the gallbladder and bladder, are we ticked off or resentful? Or both? Little of both.
Well, it's just such a common issue. Even with people that are on maintenance and doing well, these things still pop up, and it can be your environment. It can be emotional.
Your drains.
Your drains are the big, big issue. I keep talking about drains, but for bladder, when you have bladder issues, let's go back to just your whole digestion. Everything's affected. So when your digestion is off, it could be your gallbladder, could be your bile duct, could be your stomach. It could be lack of hydrochloric acid. It could have to do with your kidney, because kidney has to do with digestion also. So it's all those things connected. And if one thing is off, it can affect all the other things. So the people with chronic bladder issues who tend to get a lot of urinary tract infections and are on a lot of antibiotics but never seem to get over it, well, there's probably some other reason that's happening that keeps them in that cycle. So the other thing is with when you're in that cycle, the first thing I look at is when someone comes in, I follow a system, the Accelerated Performance System, and I'm muscle testing your body following a certain protocol. And in that protocol, your body tells me in exact order exactly where we need to start. And your body, it has all the answers. And if we follow exactly what your body says, you will get better very quickly.
Predictable results, and your body has the ability to heal given
the proper
tools.
Nutrition, and whatever else might be needed. So So when we do that, then everything goes in order. And sometimes you take care of one thing and it takes care of three other things. For example, a toxic stomach. A toxic stomach means that you have a lot of bacteria in the stomach. That's like what leads to H. pylori. And you could get bacteria in the stomach from microwave food, from your environment, from your drains. I've talked about the drains, the gases that come up the drains, and you breathe in those gases, and that builds up bacteria in your stomach.
It's kind of like having a stomach, it's not really a stomach ache, it's just that nauseating kind of feeling that you don't feel right.
Yeah, you don't feel good. And often, well, when you get the toxic stomach and there's a lot of bacteria in there, that bacteria goes through your kidney and your bladder and could cause your kidney to be inflamed and your bladder to be inflamed. So now
everything's unhappy.
Everything, but especially the bladder. And so if the bladder, sometimes people will have urgency. Sometimes they think they have a urinary tract infection. Sometimes they'll have frequent urination. They'll get up more at night. And it's mostly because your environment and the drains. And often people have a master bath right next to their near their bed. So when I mean talk about the drains, it's like your showers, your tubs, your sinks, and the toilets. You can put the vinegar in the toilet also. But the drains build up. If you had a camera to look down your drains and see the sludge and the grime that's down there and the hair and all the buildup, and those things just sit there and then gases back up, and then you breathe in those gases. And how I tell that is I have a scoring system. I can test your drains, and if your drains are a 3, and I can do that whether I'm with you or not, then that tells me those drains are toxic and need to be cleaned. And we use a baking soda, like a 1/4 cup of baking soda and a couple cups of white vinegar down every drain. If you've never done your drains, you probably got to do them every day for about a week. And then you flush them with really hot water to get things moving. And if you live in a condominium or apartments, they're always worse. Because you do get more backup from the whole system.
Oh yeah, you got everything going on. Well, it's kind of like I talked about that one time I went on vacation. I was in a hotel, felt great, everything was good, but I got in that room, and all of a sudden I had that stomach. Usually if the drains are bad, my stomach kind of doesn't feel good. So what did I do? Called mom. And the drains were bad.
So what I tell people when they're in a hotel is go get yourself a quart of Clorox and pour it down the drain if you don't want to deal with everything else. And at least that will make the drains right for the time that you're staying there and you'll be okay. I used to have somebody that had to go out of town to Florida all the time and work. And they stayed in a hotel. And as soon as she got in that hotel, she was so sick and had bladder issues and stomach issues. So when she started to do that, it was temporary, but it was something that she could do and be able to stay in that hotel room.
Yeah, it's something you don't think about, but I did the bleach too because it was much easier than carrying baking soda and vinegar. Yeah. And it worked. I did it down the sink and I did it down the shower. And it was great because we know those people in the hotels aren't cleaning those drains.
Well, they might use a lot of stuff, but they don't. They probably clean them when they get backed up and they get blocked.
And that's about it. Yeah. And then it's a little too late. So
in your own house, and people who live on the water, their drains are usually have to do them more often.
Why is that?
Because when you live on the water, the water there's more water underneath the soil, and there's more like backup to the drains. Like often people who live on the water, even the sewage drains, the drains get more backup, especially if you're on a hillside. And I can't tell you exactly why, but I can tell you that as soon as people do their drains, and they often have to do them more often, they're much better.
And let me just say, not only do the drains affect the people in the house, they also affect your pets in the house.
Oh, yeah. Pets that are scratching, if you have dogs or cats that are scratching.
Constantly.
Or have ear issues or thrown up. It really affects the pets. So it's a simple thing. Sometimes they don't need any nutrition. All you have to do is clean those drains right. And you just have to put it on your schedule so that you're going to do it at least every month. And you'll notice the difference. It'll make a difference right away.
It does make a difference. Even though you may not smell those gases, you might not smell those toxins, they're there. There are, you know, going through your house. So.
And you feel better. Yeah.
Yeah, you'll feel better right away.
And garbage disposals, they are, that's another thing that's the worst. Because inside there's tons of grime in those garbage disposals when they're sitting there. So you really have to put things down there a little more often and maybe take a brush and scrub them out so that you, and sometimes, you know, they have those little plungers, sink plungers. If you fill it with water and use that plunger on that, it's you could buy them anywhere in a kitchen shop. And it really helps clean those garbage disposals out. We don't have one. A lot of people get rid of them because they're actually so dirty, and a lot of people don't want to use them.
A lot of people are into composting and stuff like that nowadays. So that's the bladder.
Well, that's a toxic stomach that can lead to the bladder. So sometimes when you're, and another thing is like men who are having bladder issues or connected with prostate issues. And for men, it could be a major thing. What I see more often is they have inability to be able to empty their bladder and frequent urination during the night, but not the ability, again, to empty their bladder, and a lot of pain and trips to the emergency room and possible catheters and having to catheterize themselves just to get their bladder empty. And that can be, and this is like when they have chronic issues, then what else is going on that they're not addressing? Because most of the time those guys are on, they put them on antibiotics, really strong antibiotics, time after time, and that they definitely gives them relief, but they still are chronically having the issue. So you have to look at what else is going on, and it could be a toxic stomach contributing to that. And what's going on in their house, and if they're using chemicals, think about chemicals that you might use in your home, cleaning things. Like I had somebody use some new product called Bono on their hardwood floors to clean their hardwood floors, and it was toxic to the cats, and the cats had to were really sick from the products that they, oh, and they use Swiffer, and though all those things are loaded with chemicals. So you have to really be
mindful
of what you're using, and especially if you have animals or little children.
Yeah, too. Crawling around on the floor. All right, time for us to take a short break. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
Are you new to playing with the law of attraction or a seasoned pro looking for an easy and organized way to monitor your co-creation endeavors as you draw them from the immaterial planes into your physical reality? Then join me over at goldenotter.us for bi-monthly new and full moon rituals where we plant seeds of intention, then harvest the fruits of our desires as part of a dynamic community in the members-only Lunar Manifestations Forum. I'm Autumn Seibel, host of Golden Otter Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream, and I can't wait to meet you.
Have you discovered the remarkable books at angelhealinghouse.com? Author Claire Candy Hoff has channeled rare books of inspiration and insight.
Angels of Faith is an inspiring story of healing, comfort, and hope that reminds us that death is not to be feared, but embraced with joy.
One True Home, Behind the Veil of Forgetfulness, takes readers on a roller coaster ride through Angel Ariel's five most important lives on Earth, as well as her experiences in the afterlife, and helps us remember our own journey across the veil.
And Claire Candy's autobiography, I Am an Angelic Walk-In, which details the 2003 soul exchange that took place when Claire Candy walked out of her body and Angel Ariel walked in, creating heaven on earth for herself and others.
To find out more about these wonderful books, visit angelhealinghouse.com today.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters NRG.com.
The truth is funny. Shift Happens with Colette Marie Steffen is excited to welcome Karen Benton as a monthly guest host. Tune in on the third Wednesday of each month at 8 a.m. Pacific time to regain confidence and trust in your capacity to create change in your life, your health, your family, and your well-being. Karen Benton is a mother, nurse practitioner, certified body talk practitioner, Franklin Method instructor, and owner of Limitless Living LLC. For more information about Karen, visit KarenBenton.com.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. Today we're talking about the review of the gallbladder and the bladder issues. You know it. We all have them or have had them. So if you have a question, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. And it looks like we have Sherry on the line. Hi, Sherry. What's your question for Mary Jane?
I have a 17-year-old daughter that probably 5 years at least, has had some real stomach problems, and we've had her to naturopaths and other doctors, and she can't eat normally. She gets really nauseated afterwards, and we just don't know what to do at this point.
Well, first of all, she definitely has a toxic stomach. That means she has a lot of bacteria in her stomach, and that makes you nauseated and not feel good. That's the first thing that shows up. The second thing that shows up is she needs a little bit of hydrochloric acid, so she's not digesting and absorbing. And then she has a kidney issue. Her kidneys are backed up. Does she have any problem with her digestion, like constipation or diarrhea?
Sometimes, yes. Yeah.
So it just means her kidney, again, if you're listening, the stomach can cause the bladder and kidney to be inflamed. She has like sludge in her kidney that needs to be cleaned out. And when you have that, that backs up your digestion, can cause constipation or diarrhea. And then when I check that, she also has an inflamed right kidney. Her kidney should be a 10 and hers is a like 1,000. It's very inflamed. Now that toxic stomach just aggravates that whole thing. And her bladder is also inflamed. So you start with her digestion, get her stomach right, and then move on to see if then if you need to do nutrition to help her kidney. And then she'll get better. But whatever she's been doing, it's not touching what's wrong with her. Is she on products or doing something?
No. We tried everything, and so did the naturopath, but we weren't getting anywhere.
Right. Well, you need to give our office a call so I can help her. It's, like we said, predictable results. If you start with what's really going on with her, because her stomach is really bad, and get her stomach right, and then we see what we've got to clean up after that, because that will really help the kidney quite a bit, and we may not have to do much else. But it's starting with the first thing. And, oh, my goodness, she will feel so much better. I can guarantee you, just taking care of her stomach. So, and it's not that complicated. You could, you could come into the office, or we could do it by phone, whatever works for you. I'll have Nancy give you our office number.
And that office number is 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232, Sherry.
Did you have, young people get well really very quickly. And she's probably, it's probably stressing her out as she got,
Well, if you're 17, you have a restricted diet, it's not, you can't go out with your friends. I mean, there's a lot of things. And let me say, a toxic stomach, getting on that right product, getting that cleaned up, she'll be a brand new girl.
Yeah. Wonderful. And then I tune in to make sure, see if there's anything emotional going on, and we could clear that very easily. Nothing is complicated with what I do. It's very simple, not anything to worry about. It's just so, just move you, slide you into the right direction. Love to help you, Sherry.
All right.
Oh, thank you. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Sherry. Have a great day. Oh, eagle sighting.
Ooh.
I love to do my eagle sightings. It's such a great thing.
We'll go to the next caller because they are standing by. I didn't have a chance to grab the name or where they're calling them, but you're live on the air. Hi, who's this?
Hi, this is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Hi, Kathy. What's your question for Mary Jane?
I do. I'm calling for my mother. Her name is Gay Teresa, and she has a lot of health issues. And I was just wondering what you could tell me.
She has a lot. How old is your mom?
78.
So the first thing that shows up is her kidney.
Okay.
So she has a lot of sludge in her kidney.
Uh-huh.
And then her kidney is inflamed. So she might have a backache or right-sided backache.
Right.
And then, so that's the first thing that shows up. Then the second thing is she needs, her digestion is off. She needs some hydrochloric acid. Her stomach is a little bit toxic, not too bad, but her stomach is also toxic, which irritates her bladder and kidney. So that adds to it. But now,
and what was that now? The digestive and the what was off, you said?
Her stomach is toxic. Is she nauseated?
Not too much, no.
Okay. But
that affects the kidney.
The
toxic stomach.
Now, you get a toxic stomach if you microwave. Again, if the drains aren't right, food you eat, that could cause it.
Leftover food?
Leftover food. Is she taking medications?
She does. She takes a lot of medications. She takes medications for thyroid and then pain medications.
The other thing is...
She's diabetic.
Yeah. See, the thing is, if she's really out of balance... The more you're out of balance, the more medication you have to take.
Right.
So my goals for people are, I do not take anybody off their medication, but I get you balanced so that when you go back to the doctor, they stop increasing it and maybe can decrease it because you're feeling better.
Mm-hmm.
When you don't feel good, they just keep adjusting the medicine because they don't know what else to do.
Right.
And is she up and about and able to... get around?
Minimally. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, she's also a little bit depressed.
Mm-hmm.
She's off her brain. And she's probably a little bit melancholy.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That all goes with how she feels. So there's things that, you can fine tune her to get, she's not that old. And to get her...
feeling better. Getting her... up and out and active again and feeling like a new woman.
Yeah, no, that would be great. And did you say one of the things is hydrochloric
acid?
That's a supplement that I could give her.
But you know what? Here's what I say. I would say that if you really want to do it right, you call the office. I wouldn't just, I don't say names of products to give her, because you really have to, they have to be monitored and give the right amount. Right. And if you give it out of order, it's not good. She might not feel as good. And like I said, she doesn't even have to come into the office. And notice I started to cough when we were talking about your mother. That's because your mother is so tired, and then she's just talking about her pulls on my energy.
Well, you're tapping into her mom's energy and her mom's energy.
And then I start coughing because that's how tired your mom is.
That's true.
So the thing is, and when, you know, when they're on a lot of medication, I really work at, usually their body doesn't call for a lot of supplements because it's too much for them. So it usually doesn't take that much to pull them out of that and get them feeling better.
Well, the other thing, let me just jump in if I might. If her digestion is off, the medication that she's currently taking is not being used effectively because it's not being absorbed into the body. So first you have to take care of that toxic stomach, and then you take care of the hydrochloric acid, however much she would need. And then the medications that she's currently taking will become more effective, and even like Mary Jane said, possibly decreased by her physician if she, when she corrects the imbalance in her body.
Because you never, if she's on a lot of medication, you know, there's a good possibility it's the medication causing some of her problems too.
Well, and then I've been giving her a digestive enzyme. Is that
what do you
a
do?
Good thing
what
to
is
do?
It?
Well, it's called Enzyme Power.
It's not doing much for her. It scores a 2. So if you're giving her something or even supplements, you're not taking care of what's going on with her because she still has all these issues. If that was working, what I pick up shouldn't show up. Does that make sense?
It does, yeah.
So it's better not to do that because it's not helping and it could slow her down even.
Well, it could be clogging up her kidney.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, you can't handle it if your body's not working properly.
Okay, well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Kathy. Mary Jane's office number is 888-777-4232. And the thing about going to see Mary Jane is, like she said, she's not guessing. It's predictable results. And a lot of times what you think is the main problem is not really that problem at all. It's coming from something else. So once you correct that, like if you correct the toxic stomach, then there's chances that the kidney will be fine in your bladder and your gallbladder. So,
and if you're living and it doesn't matter what age you are, my philosophy is be the best you can be.
Why not feel good?
And that's what I can help you do on a regular basis. Get a little more energy, feel better.
Okay, time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary J. Mack Show and Transformation Talk Radio. We'll catch you on the other side.
I'm gonna steal me a silver stallion with not a mark upon his silky hide.
Conscious Confidence Radio, a timeless wisdom with Sarah Main. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio and join Sarah on an adventurous journey to the deeper level of meaning to move beyond today's world of constant change, confusion, and uncertainty beyond the shadow of fear. This hit show explores key concepts such as confidence, values, and attitude in a dynamic way. To learn more about Sarah and her work, visit sarahmain.com.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Curious about the meaning of life? Do you want to deepen your spiritual practice? The School for Esoteric Studies offers online training to spiritual seekers from all paths of life and individual coaching. Our courses synthesize Eastern and Western spiritual traditions based on meditation, study, and service applied to everyday life. The school also organizes group meditations each year to benefit humanity. Whether you're just beginning to reflect on the spiritual side of your life or are a more experienced spiritual seeker, the school warmly welcomes you to join our group. To learn more about our courses and services, please visit esotericstudies.net. That's esotericstudies.net.
Are you ready to embrace your essence and the magic of who you are? Let me, Emily Perkins, hold your hand and walk with you as we go treasure hunting for the gold that lies within you. Tune in to Love Living Radio every second and fourth Wednesday at 7 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information, visit LoveLivingHolistics.com.
Are you ready to branch out? Take a leap of faith. Then tune in to Get Rooted Radio with Erica Gifford Mills on TransformationTalkRadio.com every second and fourth Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific to equip, empower, and enlighten yourself. Erica will energize and excite you to power up your passionate dream that sets your soul on fire. So get fearlessly ready and get powerfully rooted in your yes to live it up, love it up, and let it go to ignite the life you deserve. Visit GetRootedRadio.com and tune in.
Like a brother, one day we'll saddle up and ride, and we're gonna ride, we're gonna ride, ride like a one-eyed.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Benny and I were just having a little music talk.
Well, I was just, you were questioning me, and I couldn't hear you because my headphones were on.
Oh, no, I wasn't questioning it. It sounded similar to another band.
Oh, right. Well, that would be
way back.
Well, that's who they are. Those are artists from way back.
Yeah, way, way back.
Okay, so Kris Kristofferson, Johnny Cash. Can you name the other two?
No.
Neither can I, all of a sudden. Wait, I gotta look it up. I thought I knew it too.
It's a shocker. It's a shocker.
I was hoping you would film
it. Wow, Benny.
What?
I can't believe it. I thought you would have known. Off the top of your head, Mr. Music.
Sometimes we run into issues. Oh, Waylon Jennings, that's right, and Willie Nelson.
God.
The two W's, of course, the ones I know.
Yeah, who could forget Willie Nelson? Gotta love Willie. Woo. Okay, now back to our. Now that we got that taken care of, let's take care of your gallbladder and bladder issues. And Mary Jane is the person to do that. What I forgot to mention at the top of the show is she does have an office in Issaquah. However, you don't have to live in Washington State to actually have an appointment with Mary Jane, as she has clients all over the United States. She does phone consultations. And it's kind of similar to what we did with Kathy and the first caller, Sherry. You know, she taps into the energy of the other person on the phone. And she
energy is infinite. Energy is forever. All you have to do is think of somebody. It's like when you think of somebody and all of a sudden they call you.
Or you get a text.
You've connected with that energy.
Yeah. So it's kind of a, so that's how that works. And I have to say, due to our traffic problems here in the lovely Pacific Northwest, a lot of clients who actually live here will do phone consultations because then they don't have to mess
or
with the traffic.
If they hear there's an accident or traffic is really bad or raining or whatever, they're happy. They're able to call in and get taken care of. So
the only thing you don't get is that hug. So.
That's right.
But
I
that's
get it next time.
That's right. So I just wanted to emphasize that you don't need to actually live here to have an appointment with Mary Jane to be the best you can be. Okay, so we've talked about.
Well, let's talk a little bit about people who have blood sugar issues and who are craving food and grazing and can't stop eating and have no control, feel that they have this major addiction and that they need to go for treatment, basically.
Wow.
I mean, that's because you feel like you're going crazy. And that has to do, basically, most of the time, it's your gallbladder and bile duct that's out of balance. And when that's out of balance, it'll affect your pancreas. So now your blood sugar is up and down, and you set it off in a cycle. And when you're in that cycle, you're drawn to more carbs. You're eating all the wrong food. So it just doesn't end.
It's not fun. It's happened to me on several occasions. It's not a fun thing. I mean, it's like you can never get full. You're never full. You just constantly are eating.
Yeah,
and
you're
grazing.
Yeah. You're grazing. You're always in the refrigerator. And again, you do feel like something's wrong with you. And there is something wrong with you. So when you take care, when the gallbladder isn't functioning or in low gear, the gallbladder is underneath the liver. And then there's the bile duct, which is part of the liver. So the bile duct helps produce bile that lubricates the liver, and that bile goes through the gallbladder into the gut to digest the food. If you do not have that bile going into the gut to digest your food, you get bloated instantly no matter what you eat. You're gassy. You feel uncomfortable all the time. People will say, I had this small amount of food, and I feel like I'm the women, like I'm 8 months pregnant. So that's because you don't have the bile, and the food
putrefies,
and that's what causes the gas and bloating. So, and now if your gallbladder is backed up in your liver, then your pancreas isn't working as well. Just like when we talked about the stomach's off, it affects the kidney. So now if your blood sugar is just fluctuating up and down, that's why you're not stable, and that's why you're craving, you have those cravings. So what we look at is seeing what, again, it's all connected. The stomach, the digestion in the stomach, people think they have, they're not absorbing their food, and they're not absorbing their food, but it's more than an intestinal thing. It's a gallbladder issue. So when you treat the bile duct in with nutrition and the gallbladder, you actually heal those organs so they function better. Instead of, like, people will do detoxes, and they'll repeat those detoxes to get rid of stones, and sometimes they can be pretty harsh. Those things will help you temporarily, but they don't heal the organs. And often when people do those things, they still have the same problem.
Also, like the people who go and get their gallbladder removed.
Right.
And then
they still have the same problem.
3 months later, 6 months later, they still have the same problem.
Or 6 weeks later, they can still, most of the time, then we have to use more nutrition because now they don't have a gallbladder. The liver is the backup for the gallbladder. So you treat them as if they have a gallbladder, because the liver will take over and utilize the nutrition.
But it's interesting because you have had clients who have had their gallbladders removed and then come back because they think it's a fix. It's all.
Well, they get in a crisis and they don't know what to do, and they go to the doctor, the emergency room, and
doctor says, we're going to take this out.
And they're often they just don't have it. They don't feel they have anything to say about it.
And you still have the same problem. So something to think about. Something to think about.
Yeah. When you have your gallbladder out, then you don't have the bile. Then you have to take different nutrition to help for bile salts to get more bile into your system to digest your food. Yeah. So, but when you get the gallbladder and the liver and the stomach balanced, often the pancreas comes along with it. If the pancreas still is out of balance in any way, then you look at the pancreas and see what you need to do to stabilize the blood sugar. And, of course, wheat and dairy are the worst things for anybody with bladder or
gallbladder.
Because that just causes more inflammation and irritates the liver. So you have to stay away from those things and eat more of a mild diet. And then more protein to stabilize it. When you have a blood sugar issue, you got to eat more protein. So it's better to eat small amounts of protein throughout the day and really cut back on any starches or heavy carbs. Well, definitely carbs.
And if you have a bad gallbladder, you want to stay away from salads and raw vegetables. So you want cooked vegetables, kind of.
And fruit. And when you're really in a crisis, you should be eating fruit like packed in its own juice because it's already cooked. Fermented, so when you eat it, it melts in your stomach. So when you do this initially, what I find is people get through it faster because their body doesn't have to work so hard to digest it. And it breaks down and they feel better. They're not getting bloated and feeling really bad if they eat the right food.
Yeah, there's no, and everybody tries to do the right thing. So everybody's probably eating their salads with their raw veggies, but then
juicing.
Then your body can't handle it. It's like, whoa, wait, stop.
Just go to basic protein. Basic could be meat, could be chicken.
Cook your vegetables.
Wild salmon and steamed vegetables, just basic. And you do that for a while, and then you'll start to feel better. Most of the time what people do is start to avoid everything that bothers them, which is right, like the wheat, the dairy. They eliminate everything. Then they start to feel better, but they're not better because underneath everything's the same.
You still have the same problem.
Yeah.
It's kind of like Sherry and the 17-year-old granddaughter or daughter. She's avoided all kinds of foods that irritate her kidney, but it's really her stomach. So,
well, and she doesn't know what to do, so that's the only thing she can do because she feels so bad.
Yeah. So lots of good information today. If you have a question for Mary Jane, give us a call at 1-800-930-2819.
So, remember, the foundation of all this is what's really going on with you emotionally. Bladder, again, is ticked off. Gallbladder is resentment. Liver is anger.
Kidneys fear.
Stomach is disgusted. Kidneys fear. So whenever, like, you're having chronic bladder issues, for example, what's really going on, especially if you're not getting better and it goes up round and round and round, you get better and then you're worse. So what's going on in your life? What's going on with the family? What's going on? What are you dealing with? And often people think they're handling it and it's not bothering them. But once you start to talk about it and think about it a little bit different, it's where you store your emotion. And the more that energy gets stored in that emotion, the stronger it is, the more physical symptoms you get.
So, and again, Mary Jane uses a technique that you is able to identify the emotion, clear it, and get you on the path to feeling better. And you don't, you know, it for some of us, it doesn't have to be some big, major traumatic event. It could be something super simple, but it's the way you took it in at the time. And if there's times when she does the technique in her office, if you don't want to say what it is, Mary Jane has you think about that, and she's able to muscle test, yes, that's it, no, that's not it. So it's quick, it's simple. It's not like talking for weeks on end about
this. And your
this.
Body has the answer to everything from the time of your conception. If you ask the right question, your body will have an answer.
Okay. Again, if you have a question for Mary Jane, I say take advantage. Why not? Give us a call at 1-800-930-2819. Time for us to take a short break. You're listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Gloria, I shall not be. I shall not be moved. I shall not be moved.
Stuck in a roundabout of dysfunction? Stop circling around difficult issues and find out what's been holding you back. Learn how to speak your truth to power with host Dr. Kathy Aubert. Create real change with smart tools and smart strategies. No frills, no fluff, just life-changing conversations to help get you where you want to be. Extend your reach and become an agent for real change with Kathy Aubert. For more information on Kathy and her work, please visit drkathyobear.com. That's drkathyobear.com.
Has your buzz for life buzzed off? Feeling ignored, invisible, and wondering if this is really all there is? The years go by faster as we gain momentum. You're halfway there. Are you gathering speed or puttering out? Hit your stride for the liberating half of life. Comfortable in your skin? You can do better than that. Tune in to Discovering You Again Radio every fourth Wednesday at 11 a.m. Pacific as host Susan Axelrod encourages listeners to decide what they want, get inspired to action, and face challenges head on. Host Susan Axelrod pulls no punches, encouraging you to grab the brass ring and soar. For more information about Susan, go to www.whatwillyourlegacybe.com.
Do you know how to achieve wellness in all areas of your life? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Signs of wellness are a capacity to love and ability to nurture, a sense of purpose, a good sense of humor and plenty of fun in your life, a concern for others and a respect for the environment, a conscious commitment to personal excellence, a sense of balance and integrated lifestyle, and capacity to cope with whatever life presents. Well, people enjoy their lives and want them to last as long as possible. That's why the wellness mindset usually accompanies other constructive, healthy lifestyle habits. By adopting a wellness mindset and behaviors like eating well, taking the right nutrition for the body, exercising, and saying affirmations are just a few things to structure a healthy system of values and beliefs. Call us at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you feeling stuck in unhealthy habits, toxic relationships, or low self-esteem? Do you crave a healthy relationship filled with inspiration? You might just be on the verge of attracting your soulmate. Tune in each month to The Laura Richer Show, where dating coach Laura Richer share tools for using your dating breakdown for a relationship breakthrough. For more information, visit richerhealinghypnosis.com.
On my way to birthday, I will not be
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the Mary J. Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio.
Now, can we give a little bit of feedback on why we're playing this?
Yeah. That would be coming
last
from
night.
Mary
I went
Jane.
To the Village Theater and saw the Million Dollar Quartet
in Issaquah.
Yep. In Issaquah.
Theater. Great Issaquah. Little theater, by the way.
Great mm-hmm. theater. And I am telling you, it was out of this world. It was fantastic. Those guys, they played all their own instruments. The piano guy was Jerry Lee Lewis. I'm telling you, he has the magic fingers. But if you have the opportunity to go see that play, you won't be disappointed. They had you from the beginning. There were no intermissions till the very end. Outstanding.
That's why we're playing all that music. Million Dollar Quartet at the Village Theater now. Okay.
Shameless plug.
Let's go to the phones and Joanne.
Yes.
Hi, Joanne. What's your question for Mary Jane?
Hi. I just love all your information, so thank you very much for the program.
Thank you.
And can you tell me, I don't know if you can do an assessment here.
Sure can.
I've got this pain above my navel that just started, and I'm thinking it's my stomach, but I'm not sure.
It's your kidney. It's your right kidney. Your right kidney has actually a little bit to the right of the navel is a kidney point. But what shows up is your kidney. Your kidney has got a lot of sludge in it, but your kidney could have some heavy sludge in it, more almost like a stone. It could be similar to that. So if it continues, you want to drink a lot of fluid, and then your kidney's inflamed also, but that point can mean your kidney's got a lot of heavy sludge in it. So something, this is a trick or thing we used to do all the time, or we do, is you put your finger in your belly button and you press straight down, like if you're laying down, toward your spine, and you hold it as long as you can, and you do that on and off, and you could actually back flush the kidney and the liver and take you out of a stressful situation.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, but it's your kidney. It's your right kidney. Your stomach is good, actually.
Pardon me?
But your stomach tests good. But your kidney can affect your stomach and back up your gut and make you feel...
Well, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Right.
And then other than that, you test pretty good.
Oh, yay.
Yeah.
Yay. So now you just have to lay flat and either you press down on your belly button or someone else.
And if you continue having issues with that, give us a call and we'll take care of you.
Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
But I have to say that back flushing of the kidney really works. It doesn't feel very good, but it does work.
I pulled a man out of a heart attack on an airplane doing that technique.
Wow.
Yeah. We used to do that at seminars all the time. People would bring kids or major issues people had with seizures. And if they were having a seizure, if you did that, you could pull them out of a major seizure by taking the stress off their organs. So you can't hurt anybody, but you certainly can. If you don't know what to do and you do that, you certainly can help them.
And how long do I do that?
Do it as long as you can hold it.
As long as you can stand it. As long as
you push down as hard as you can till it's, you know, you're uncomfortable. You got to feel it. And you hold it as long as you can. It's better sometimes if somebody else does it to you because they can usually hold it longer than you can. So you hold it, a few minutes at least. And then, but a few minutes doing that is a long time. And then you repeat it. You could keep repeating it.
Okay.
Okay?
All right.
And do it several times a day?
Oh, do it as anytime you feel that discomfort. Just keep doing it. Yeah, you can't overdo it.
Okay.
All right.
Oh, thank you so much.
You're welcome, Joanne. Good luck. Good luck with that. And remember, breathe into the pain. It's worth it. Okay. Let's go to...
Yeah, last caller. It's Arabella.
Arabella, what is your question for Mary Jane?
Hi, welcome back, Nancy. It's nice to hear you.
Oh, thank you.
Mary Jane.
Hi, Arabella.
Hello. Mary Jane, I just saw you the other day. So I just wanted to follow up about your mentioning this drain cleaning.
Right.
I just want to understand from my own routine. So I live in a condo. How often should this be done? Weekly?
For you right now, you have to do it every week for a month, and then once a month.
Okay. And then also, I thought I heard you say the toilet, too. How would you do that?
You know what? Recently, this past week, I had a couple people who do their drains regularly, but the toilets were the problem. So what you can actually do is you actually could put a couple cups of baking soda in the toilet and a couple of cups of vinegar, and just let it sit there a little bit, and then flush it down. And that works. And then you could even put the vinegar in the tank. And, put the vinegar in the tank. Your toilet is okay. But I did, every now and then you should do that to the toilet, just to freshen it up anyway.
Okay. And then I was also wondering, you mentioned there's, hair and junk and everything. Should we be removing that physically in addition to the flushing? And if so, is that...
Well, if you there's these little tools you could go down there and twist around. If you have one of that, you can do it. That'd be a good idea. The idea of the vinegar and the baking soda is to break that up
and have it all flushed down.
Flush through is the idea. Now, people have screens over them, or in the shower, sometimes they'll take the lid off and they're shocked with what's in there. So if you can clean it, of course, that takes care of a lot of stuff that you would be flushing through.
But you can only go down so far to clean it. So you
but
always want to
sometimes people can see it, or if they have one of those little tools. Yeah.
So the main thing is just do that.
And then flush it with hot water. That's the biggest thing.
Yeah, and then about the hot water, should I be out of the room while this whole process? Because I imagine there's a lot of gases coming up just during
the put it in, and then you wait 20 or 30 minutes, then go back in. And what I tell people to do is run the hot water first, flush it with hot water, then put your baking soda and vinegar in, and then wait 20 minutes, and then either flush it with some boiling water. If it takes like 5 minutes to get the water hot again, put some boiling water down there first, then you could flush it with the hot water.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay, great. I think that's all. One last thing. Is that the bleach versus the baking soda? Is that like a valid alternative?
Well, it's better to use the bacon. If you're traveling, you could use the bleach. The bacon soda and the vinegar work the best. Okay? All right, we got to run.
Oh, thank you.
Thanks for calling.
Well, today was a very good show. Mary Jane, you have just a few seconds to give any advice or last words, parting words.
Just remember that we're here for you and that no matter what it is that's going on with you, it may not be as complicated as you think, and you could give us a call and talk to Rhonda, and we're happy to take care of you.
I'd like to thank everybody for listening to the Mary Jane Mack Show on Transformation Talk Radio. Have a great day, and we will see you all next month.